meeting to order. We have President Senator Taylor, Vice Chairman Senator Miller, myself, Chairman Senator Lehman. We have three bills today that we're going to try to cover quickly. First is House Bill 531, which is the House companion to the Senate bill that we heard earlier and hear from the Governor's Office, Christy Leaf. Could you just cover the changes? I think we're familiar with what happened. Looks to me like there's a title change, and you can explain whatever else is different.
So there's a title change. My name is Christy Leaf from the Office of the Governor. There is a title change, and it just lists individually the names of the boards that are affected instead of just saying multi-member state bodies. And that was a floor amendment in the House. Now, the other amendment that was a floor amendment in the House eliminates a July, this is Section 8 of the bill, it eliminates a July 1st, 1986 statutory deadline for the creation of local resource development authorities. And the purpose of these authorities is for the improvement and establishment of facilities in a rural district for transportation purposes in connection with natural resource development enterprises. And they can assist economic development in rural Alaska and provide for local ownership and financing of transportation infrastructure. Local people would get together, petition the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and then the governor to create an authority, and it would give DOT and DCRA a mechanism to assist rural Alaska communities in meeting their transportation needs for resource development purposes. And those were the only changes from the Senate Bill 358 that this committee passed out.
Okay, and we have this Museums Collections and Advisory Committee. We made some changes in that before, and this is still okay. It's from the people from the museums like it. Okay. Is there anybody else or any questions of Mrs. Leaf, Senator Taylor?
I believe that we did act in either this committee or another one as concerns the parole board. We had some extensive legislation on that. And I just wondered if, in fact, these provisions concerning the parole board comport with what we've done over here so far.
Senator Taylor, through the chair, they do. The wording is somewhat different but very similar. The parole board and their attorneys say there's no substantive difference in the language between Senate Bill 286 that's now in the governor's office and this bill. If we get this bill in the next week, then we would sign it first and then sign 286 second, so that 286 language would be in law, since that's the preferred but very different, very similar substantively.
Okay. Because on this one, you're only hitting one small provision of what, in 286, we did a whole bunch of things.
They're basically the same changes. In 286, there's a purposes section and an explanation section. So it makes the statute a little clearer, and that's why it's preferred.
Question, if 286 is on the governor's desk, why don't you just take the parole board stuff out of this?
We can't. Oh, out of this?
Yeah.
Well, we have to have title change. And then it goes back. We have to have a.
I think this thing violates every title requirement I've ever seen. Anyhow, if there was a single subject rule,
right,
that meant anything, you can't have all of these things in one bill, unless the subject is just committees and
boards,
commissions or boards you wish to get rid of, if that's a subject. Actually, I think there's a whole lot of very interesting things we could do with this bill, and
I'm kind of looking at this, maybe I shouldn't say this real loud, but I'm kind of looking at Section 13 as kind of a nice section.
Yes, it is a nice section.
Is there any further questions of Ms. Leaf? Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to testify on House Bill 531, committee discussion?
I would move House Bill 531 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection,
the let it go by without a little tweet.
Bill is moved from committee.
I'm being senatorial today.
Next, we have House Bill 328, an act allowing motor vehicle registration and licensing fees to be paid by credit card. I guess this is one, if you can't afford to pay cash, use your credit card. We've got another bill coming up deals with that. We have from Senator Martin's office.
Yes, my name is Jeannie Larson, Representative Martinson, Finance, and can't be here today.
He is. Well, we might have to set this aside and wait for him, make him work for this.
It's, It's not a very long bill, Senator.
Not? Is it a little bill?
It's a very little bill.
We had a little amendment the other night that was about 20 pages long, but at the top it said little amendment. Please proceed.
Senator Lehman and committee members, the bill essentially amends existing statutes relating to registration fee rates and for driver's license fees to allow them to be paid by credit card, including authorization by telephone. And this is done to increase, efficiency and, and as I understand it, and I believe that the a representative from DMV is here today, but by using a credit card, the credit card company assumes responsibilities for non-sufficient checks, for collecting on non-sufficient checks. And she is here. She can testify to that. I'm not.
Okay, maybe I can ask Juanita this question, but there's a fee, I think it's 4% or something like that, or at least major credit cards, and I assume then the department pays the fee, and that is probably a good trade for the reduced risk of a bad check. And I don't know what percentage of bad checks you get and what it costs you to collect on those, but Juanita, go ahead and state your name.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Juanita Hensley. I'm with the Division of Motor Vehicles. The department is probably, unlike a lot of other departments in our collections of NSF checks, is that we have a means to place a hold on that vehicle registration or cancellation of a driver's license and until the person comes in and pays their NSF check. We would refuse to register the vehicle. So our NSF check collection is a little different than probably some even private businesses and stuff. We have probably a higher collection rate than a lot of other agencies would have, or a lot of other, especially private businesses. This bill basically will allow us to establish, and the fiscal note that's accompanying this basically gives us the allocation to have a 1.5% of the credit card fees paid, and we're estimating that $225,000 a year would be to pay the 1.5% credit card fee that we would that would be required for the credit card companies. We checked various places, banks, bank card clearinghouse, and they said that according to the volume of 40% to 50% of people using credit cards when they register their vehicles or get their driver's license would be negotiable to probably around the 1.5%. They said 1% to 3% is what that would, depending on the volume that we used. So that would 1.5% is $225,000 in the fiscal note.
In your opinion, will this help the department in its processing, and will it be faster, and so we can move lines through faster, and so we may pay 1.5%, but we may gain more than that?
Senator Lehman, we're certainly hoping that it will allow us to basically, it's a service that we're going to be offering to the public. It would allow us to go to the more convenient ways of telephone renewal by mail for registrations. It would allow us to venture into some of the right now we're looking in a venture with a private organization for kiosk. And that right now we're just negotiating and looking into that situation. This will allow us to do renewals through a kiosk situation, an ATM-type machine. And that would be placed in the grocery stores, banks, things of this nature. So where you're getting to the public, where the public is going, instead of having them come to you, they're automatically going to the grocery stores. Kiosk machines are already in the grocery stores. Why not try to go to that and use that technology and to where we can keep more people out of the offices and have them serviced that way. How that would work is that they would go ahead and do the renewal through the kiosk or through the telephone even, and then their registration renewal for their vehicles would be processed in a batch and be mailed out to them the following day.
I guess one other question. There are some who use, I think, what's called debit cards. This says credit card. Would you be establishing procedures, or could you to also use debit cards, you know, the ones where the accounts are debited immediately instead of, you know, we have the credit card and then eventually that gets paid. Is there, I mean, would there be any reason for not allowing the use of debit cards also?
Generally, I mean, I would see no reason at all for not allowing that.
Jeannie, any?
No. I think it was probably maybe just an oversight that it wasn't included.
The debit cards and the credit cards would be basically the same transaction.
I just wonder if we're dealing with it right now, if we shouldn't. I mean, otherwise, we come back sometime.
You've got a title problem.
Oh, yeah.
No. Senator Lehman, at least with this, it would give us the chance to see if it would be a feasible way of like a pilot project so that we'd know whether it's working or not.
You could put a definition section in that basically said a debit card shall be known as a credit card.
Actually,
I'd get around the title.
I think debit cards are probably safer than credit cards. Not for the user necessarily, but for the people who are getting the money, because you know that money has to be there and it instantaneously comes off the account. Well, it's an idea. I guess we'd.
This is such a good idea. Why don't we do it with all transactions with the state, like the court system? Can they do it with there?
I certainly think. There is nothing that prohibits us from using credit cards at this time. However, the Division of Motor Vehicles cannot absorb the credit card fee. We have no fluff area where we can just absorb the $225,000 without affecting our personal services and things that we give to the people who are already coming into the office for. So this will allow us to look into that but another thing is that negotiating with the credit card companies is the key. You know, I just talked to one of the state treasury individuals the other day, and he said that so far of the negotiations that he had had, it was about 3-7% on the interest or on the transaction fee, and he was really surprised, and he was requesting to know who we had had contact with so that they could also negotiate for a 1.5% for some other areas. But yes, the credit, courts would be a really good one to do, especially for their traffic fines and things. If they could use even a kiosk thing to go in and pay their parking tickets and their credit card and their traffic fines.
Do you have any further questions of these witnesses? Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify on House Bill 328? Senator Taylor?
Move the bill with individual recommendation.
Is there any objection to moving the bill? If, hearing none, the motion carries and the bill is moved from State First Committee. The last bill we have before us is Senate Bill 304, AHFC bonds for University of Alaska. And we have signed up to testify. This is a provisional governor's bill. Do we have anybody from the governor's office here to carry the bill? Just you. Well,
yes.
Sit down and enlighten us. Allison.
Mr. Chairman, for the record.
Oh, yeah, you're from the university.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Allison Elgie.
I was trying to figure out where you work.
Project Director for the University of Alaska. The governor introduced Senate Bill 304 on behalf of the university to provide for $75 million in bonds to cover deferred maintenance. It would take care of approximately one half of our identified deferred maintenance. It's broken into two pieces. $30 million would be bonded through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for student housing deferred maintenance problems. It would take care of all of our identified deferred maintenance in student housing. And the other $45 million would be bonded under the University of Alaska's debt authority to take care of other deferred maintenance. In Senate Hess, this bill was amended to include $34.5 million of additional bonds through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for new student housing in Anchorage and in Juneau.
Get amended again.
I'd be happy to respond to questions, Senator.
Do we have any questions of Ms. Elgie? Senator Taylor?
I'd move amendment number one, Taylor.
Can I see it?
I don't know who hasn't. There we go.
Okay, we have before us amendment number one by Taylor on page 3, line 2. Delete page see, line two, delete $6 million, insert $7,500,000. Any response, Ms. LG?
Mr. Chairman, I am aware of this amendment. I know that one of our regents, Regent Lou Williams Jr. from Ketchikan, has been working actively with Senator Taylor regarding this particular amendment, and so it's not a surprise. I don't know. I don't know what other kind of response you might be looking for.
Well, does the University of Alaska endorse this amendment?
One of our regents is very actively supporting this amendment. It has not been before the full board, so I cannot give you a response from the full board.
Okay. Is there anybody in the public wish to comment on amendment number one by Taylor? Let me take a look here at some of this other associated stuff. That's
let me see how much.
I don't see anything there that's really of much interest, but there may be something. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to look at that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection to amendment number one? Hearing no objection.
Christmas tree just got another light.
Amendment number one carries and helps ensure that the bond package will carry Ketchikan.
It does not have to be voted on in Ketchikan or anywhere else. This is an HFC bond.
Oh, yeah, HFC
bond. HFC bond,
but it's still nice to bounce it out,
nice
probably.
this
tree has more of a glow to it as each committee it goes. More of a glow.
Each branch seems to
pick up
a little light in this dark world, yes.
I just want to note for committee members that and we probably want to kick this back to either the university or the bill drafters, that some of the other lines down here on the bottom of page 3 may change as a result of the amendment. And I assume, Senator Taylor, that your amendment carries with it the conceptual change of the other lines to accommodate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection by committee members to that understanding? Any further questions of Ms. Elder? Committee discussion regarding Senate Bill 304? Anybody else in the public wish to comment on Senate Bill 304? Kate, did you just testify? Okay.
Chairman, I'd like to move Senate Bill 304 as amended to this new State Affairs version out of committee with recommendations.
Okay, any objections to the motion? Hearing no objection, motion carries, and Senate Bill 304 is discharged from State Affairs Committee with individual recommendations. We have no further business to come before us, and we're going to meet again at the call of the chair whenever we have business we need to conduct, if that ever occurs.
Here we have a call.
We're adjourned.